The U.S. says it decided to close its embassy in Kyiv due to Russia's military escalation on the Ukrainian border.
An invasion, as we have said, could begin at any time. Should Putin decide to order it, there would be widespread human suffering.
Americans in Ukraine have been told to leave the country, but a core group of U.S. diplomats will remain. They'll work from the city of Lviv, further west from the border with Russia. Despite the embassy's closure, the White House says it remains actively engaged in finding a diplomatic solution to the crisis.
The path for diplomacy remains available if Russia chooses to engage constructively. However, we are clear-eyed about the prospects of that given the steps Russia is taking on the ground in plain sight.
President Biden says he will not send U.S. troops to defend Ukraine in the event of an invasion. But American soldiers are standing by across the border in Poland, a member of the NATO alliance.
Real lives will be at risk. Ukrainian lives, to be sure, but also Russian lives. This will not be bloodless. This will not be easy.
A Pentagon spokesman says the U.S. has not concluded that Russia's president has decided to invade Ukraine, but that an invasion could come with little or no warning. President Biden spoke with the U.K.'s prime minister and discussed reinforcing NATO's eastern defenses. And the U.S. defense secretary is now headed to Belgium, where he will meet with military allies. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.